Good morning. How are you doing?
I am really good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yep.
Excellent stuff. You're up at the Brudenell Social Club this weekend with the band. Have you played Brudenell before?
No. This will be our first time.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure if anybody's told you about the Brudenell just yet. Then it's a bit of an iconic venue in Leeds now.
Yeah, I saw there was a bit of a fuss around it when it was announced as a venue actually, and we've sold it out. So it's great to be playing there first time. Sell it out as well, pretty cool, so really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is cool because it's still actually a working men's club. The old social club is right next door, and then they've got like the gig venue, so it really is like an old working men's club. It's going to feel like you're in Phoenix Nights.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure if Jerry the Berry will introduce you, but you never know your luck. You never know your luck. So Slow Readers Club, you've been around a little while, but I mean, we've been playing some of your tracks recently. You Open Up My Heart is spectacular. There's a real feel of sort of like, I don't know if anybody sort of compared you to like sort of Depeche Mode or anything like that, but it's got that real feel about it, that sort of 80s sort of like synth pop with a little bit harder edge to it. It's superb.
Thank you. We'll take that one. We get the editors and Interpol and stuff like that as well. Usually, I know the comparisons, but Fesh Mode would be my preference of. Well, so that's good. Thank you.
Good news. Good news. I'm glad you like that. Because this is a band. So when did you start in the band? It's way back in the early 2000s that you all started.
Jim and I were in a band previous to Slow Readers Club called Omerta from about 2004, and then. I think Slow Readers Club have actually been around 10 years now.
Wow.
But our last, it didn't sort of start taking off for us really till our second album, and then we started building up an audience over around the country and had some support slots, had a lot of support slots with James and festival appearances and stuff, and we've gone from playing to like 30 people to 2,000 in Manchester and 500 in London and... So, yeah, it's going in the right direction. It's just taken a while.
Am I right in thinking that James were really sort of like big fans of yours, weren't they? Especially Jim started sort of tweeting about you guys.
That's right. I mean, it was an amazing opportunity for us, really. They tweeted one of our tracks that we performed, I Saw a Ghost, acoustically in Manchester Central Library. It was like a guerrilla thing. We just turned up and did it for a YouTube channel.
Nice.
And then Jim Glennie tweeted via the James account, I Saw a Ghost, and we were like, Christ, got to get onto this and see if we can get onto the support them. And luckily enough for us, they had a new album coming and a new tour coming up. And there's a guy that had supported us for years, written about us in Manchester, that we knew did their Sleep Notes and stuff and knew the band. So I managed to get a CD to them via him, and then a couple of days later, maybe a week or so later, we got an email off the management offering us 14 dates on the tour. We ended up playing Brixton Academy, Manchester Arena, Liverpool Echo Arena. Yeah, it was that was massive for us. It sort of gave us an audience all over the UK, really.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've met Jim and Tim once, I think, at the O2 in Leeds. And if you're on with them again, you have to ask Tim about his time on Batman.
I wish I had asked him all the time on tour, because I was watching Batman Begins the other day and I was like, it's amazing that I didn't.
I know.
it's a cool thing.
I had to ask him about it because I'm a bit of a geek and I love Batman, and Batman Begins was superb, and I did have to ask him about it because he does say a story that because Christian Bale is always in character at all times. So, and he came up to Tim when they were on set in the Batman suit and just came up to him in the Batman voice and just went, "Laid saved my life." And you're just thinking, oh my God, if there could be anything cooler, Batman likes your band.
So cool. I love that.
You're on a bit of a tour at the moment. How long's the tour going on? And I suppose then it's just getting into like the festival scene during the summer then, isn't it?
Yeah, we're starting this weekend, actually. So we've got Cardiff, Southampton and Leeds on Saturday. And then the following weekend, we've got a big show in Manchester at the Cathedral. And then we've got Liverpool Sound City in Liverpool, obviously. And then Stag and Dagger Festival in Glasgow.
Wow.
And then I don't have the rest of the dates in front of me, but we're playing some. We're playing Newcastle, London, all over the place.
Busy.
Kendall Calling main stage.
Oh, nice.
That'll be cool. We played the Calling Out stage a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And that's it's a great spot, actually, and we're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that's
and hopefully we'll have some other stuff to announce, maybe Europe as well, and later in the year. But it's certainly going in the right direction from where we were.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. So being from Manchester, does that make you a blue half or a red half of Manchester? Are you happy or not so happy?
We're all red.
You're all reds, okay.
I personally am reasonably content. I know that Mourinho's coming for a lot of stick, but I think we're in a reasonable position considering what was inherited. Obviously lots of work to do for United, but it could be a lot worse, and we might still win the FA Cup. Probably will.
Yeah. Hopefully will for Manchester United. But you're right. I think Jose comes under a lot of stick. I think mainly because of just the character that he is more than anything else. But, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Pogba, whether he'll stick around or not. And, you know, I just think you're probably going to finish second. Yes, granted, Manchester City have been absolutely flying, but it's a massive rebuilding for Manchester United. You're not going to get over Alex Ferguson leaving, and it's taken two, maybe the third manager, to try and sort it out.
Exactly, and City have had incredible investment, and it's great to see what they're doing. You know, like, I'm not really personally, I'm not like, I, you know, I've got friends that are City fans and stuff like that, and you're sort of glad for them kind of thing. I've grown up with mates that have been City fans and seen them in lower leagues and stuff like that, and go through some tough times. So good for them, you know what I mean? But I think Mourinho's an interesting character. I think when he was at Chelsea, I preferred him when he was Chelsea manager. in press conferences and stuff, he was a lot more cheerful, but he's a bit too sullen for me these days. But I think he gets reasonable results for us, although the football's not as attractive as it was in the Fergie days. I think it's, you know, at least we're in a decent position in the league, and some more recent performances have been a little bit more inspiring, so hopefully that continues.
Yeah, let's hope so. Listen, we're going to play your track now. Slow Readers Club, it's You Opened Up My Heart. Fantastic track. We're going to play that right now. And you can catch them at the Brudenell Social Club this weekend. Aaron, thanks very much for joining us on Proper Sport this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great speaking to you.